This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Courtney, in today's news at 7:45, and that includes guacamole rage, which led to violence in Michigan, and would Wiggy eat it? Coming up in 15 minutes, based on what a man in Canada did. Yes, Curtis.
And I am so excited. It warms my soul that tomorrow is the debut of Pudge's Pals.
Yes. 9 o'clock.
I cannot wait.
We will have a furry friend in here who is looking for a forever home. Our first Pudge's Pals segment tomorrow in honor of Pudge. I'm watching the show on Twitch. Why don't I see the Pudge portrait? Is the Pudge portrait still in there, Curtis?
Oh, of course. It's right behind me.
All right.
Curtis did a great job hanging it up.
There it is. Maybe zoom. Can you zoom on that baby, Mitch? There he is. The forever mascot of the Greg Hill Show, Pudge.
Curtis was going to bring home Pudge's bed yesterday, and I said, can we just keep it here?
Oh.
God, I miss that guy.
And maybe we have it here so that when Pudge's pals come and maybe they want to take a snooze, they can use Pudge's bed.
Oh.
Perfect.
That would be so there you go. Cute.
I'm nervous I'm going to fall in love with all these dogs, and I'm going to adopt them.
No, it'd be great.
Santo, I have a shopping halt, but we have three new puppies.
All right. You can bring this precious little pup home. And then while you're at work, they could jump up onto the counter and knock over a glass bowl, which is a family heirloom, and break it, and then eat everything that's inside of it. Mm. And then when you get home from work, you can find the mess that's on the floor, and then you can call your girlfriend and tell her what happened. And then she can say you have to call the poison control people, which the poison control costs $100. I didn't know if you know that.
Why don't you just call the vet?
When I was a young man, poison control was free. You just call up and go, hey, my kid ate this, and they tell you whether it's bad or not. Now they want $100 before you can find out if the stuff that your dog ate. So that could be what could happen if you adopt Pudge's Pals.
Did that happen to you?
It might have.
What was inside?
Might have happened yesterday.
So TikTok.
What was inside the heirloom?
All my stuff, like my hoarder stuff, my business cards that I keep from people, my mementos,
the
whole entire. I get home yesterday, long, hard day. I worked a good 4.5 solid hours yesterday, and there's glass all over the place.
Little FYI, you might want to get some in-home dog training.
Well, I thank you, Wiggy. You are the expert on
Or like a doggy gate or something.
Everybody else's life.
Nope, we can't have another dog gate.
Oh, crate.
How old was this piece that was broken?
It's like a family heirloom. If I took it on the PBS show, probably would have been worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
So does the dog have the ability to just, you don't crate it? Does it just roam free?
No, I'm not crating Bullet. Mm-hmm. Bullet doesn't like to crate.
Mm-hmm. So have you been crated?
I have not been crated.
That's why he's eating up your family heirlooms.
Crates are the best.
Yeah, you got to crate it.
Pudge's Pals tomorrow at 9. Be here for that. Watch it on Twitch. Watch it on YouTube. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Are we starting with Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, Greg, I think it's appropriate that we start with Mr. Rogers, not the one with the friendly neighborhood. No, this one is named Aaron, and as Curtis pointed out, might be the biggest douche in all of sports.
King douche.
Here is what Aaron Rodgers said yesterday on Pat McAfee regarding Robert Saleh and his firing by the Jets.
First of all, like, thank you to Robert. Like, thanks for bringing me in and getting on board with that. You know, I'm thankful for Robert. I'm thankful for his leadership for our team. I'm thankful for the conversations that we were able to have and him trusting me and the way he cared about his players and a big love out to his family. Just remember this, there's a human side to this. There's a family, an extended family that's really hurting. So when you're out there, as the internet does and as people do, celebrating this, just remember there's a human aspect to it. When it comes to me, I don't feel like I need to defend myself or say anything. There's always going to be narratives out there and conversations around what I think and how much power I have and how much influence I have. It's not something I worry about. It's really not. I care about my teammates, care about winning. I'm accountable to myself, my organization, my teammates. I got to play better. I will. And we're getting behind Brick, and there'll be some changes with this, and that's the direction we're going to go.
And this week on Things People Say, that's cap.
And also, Pat, the hurricane was government weather manipulation. I don't know if you know about that or not.
I think that's a different politician on social media that's doing that.
Do you believe him?
Hell no.
Course not.
The fact and douche move, everyone knows you're behind this. And to get up there and say, there's a family.
Oh.
And he has kids. And there's a human element to this. Yeah, we know. You're the one who got him canned.
What
a total a-hole.
Is there ever going to be an athlete that just says, yeah, I got his ass up out of here. I could not stand him.
There's very few that have the actual power to do that, right?
I mean,
there's LeBron James. Yeah. There's Aaron Rodgers.
There's Brady.
There's Patrick Mahomes. If he was able to do it, and I think we all believe he did, that then there's not a lot who can do it.
But why are we waiting for the one that does have the power to do it to just say yep,
yeah, I got him fired.
I got him up out of here.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, next, let's pivot over to your New England Patriots. Bill Simmons was walking around New York and decided to film himself talking about his New England Patriots, and he is not happy with the timing and approach to starting Drake May against the Houston Texans. Here was Bill Simmons.
I'm here in New York City, where they just fired the Jets coach. And I was feeling all good about the fact that I'm not a Jets fan. And then my stupid-ass team, who didn't start Drake May last week against the Dolphins, who suck, it would have been the perfect spot to play him, even if the offensive line's terrible. At least you're getting his feet wet against, you know, probably the other worst team in the league, except for Carolina. You wait a week. Oh, it turns out Jacoby Brissett is still terrible. Wow, we had no evidence of that. And then, a week later, guess what they do? They start Drake May against Houston's defense, which is probably, I don't know, top five or six scariest defense, and they can really rush the passer, and they're just putting this guy now in a terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Terrible position because this is the dumbest, most incompetent ownership slash front office group we've had since Victor Kiam when I was in college. Go Pats.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Would have been ideal to start him against the Dolphins, but I mean, you got to start him at some point.
And just jump on the happy train.
I hate to break it to Bill Simmons. He's going to play good football teams throughout the rest of the season at some point. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Just be on the side of finally they put the kid in. I know it isn't. We all would agree. Yes, you probably should have put him in last week against Miami, but you didn't.
Listen, if you started Jacoby Brissett against the team with one of the best pass rushes in the NFL, it is possible that Jacoby Brissett would be the one who got hurt, and Drake May would be in there anyway.
Right.
So I don't.
I'm kind of done with the celebrity Boston fan that lives in California the rest of his life popping up. Like, I don't know. Bill Simmons was cool when the internet was created.
All right.
You think Ken would let me do a show remotely next week when Drake May plays in London?
Sure.
Why are you going to go there? Or?
I don't know. I might just go just overnight. Just red eye it there, red eye it back. Go see Drake May play and then come home. Who knows?
Be careful. TSA flags those types of flights.
Document that.
It's all right. I got TSA pre-checked. That helps, doesn't it?
Yep.
Sure it does. I would just book it and then just expense it after. Just ask for, ask for forgiveness.
Live reporting. I'll go. In honor of WEEI.com. Bradford can make that happen.
Great. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, one more for you here. So this was... Curtis is going to love this. This was peak comedy for me. Davante Adams has requested a trade from the Raiders. Bill Belichick talked about Davante Adams on his Underdog program with Mike Lombardi. Here is what Bill Belichick said about the worth of the, or what Davante Adams is valued at.
Davante Adams wants to get traded. That's going to be a big story. And I have a feeling that, as we tape this, by the end of this week, he probably will get traded.
Not for a second-round pick, which supposedly is what they're asking for.
That's ridiculous.
I don't see how anybody's going to give a second-round pick for him. You'd have to feel like this guy is going to, Adams is going to take us to the promised land, and he's going to get us over the hump this year because he's also got a big salary.
This is the guy that gave up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu.
What in the world?
Yeah, I don't know where he got that. I don't know where he got that one from. Didn't Steph Diggs go for a second round pick?
Second and a fifth, I think.
Right, and I would say Davante Adams is probably better than Steph Diggs.
Agreed.
Did Lombardi and Adams cross paths at all with the Raiders, or no? Was he after that? There's something personal about that. I don't know what it was. But no, I would say he's going to get a first round pick in return.
I don't think it'll be a first round. I think it will be a second plus other things, but like it's... He's absolutely getting... He's Davante Adams.
Right.
Like he's still one of the top 10 best receivers in football.
And you have a pretty fertile market where teams that are competing in the same conference are going to be vying for his services.
And need a receiver desperately. Right. Teams like Kansas City and Buffalo.
Yep.
even Dallas with Brandon Cooks going out, like they need receivers.
It might just be me, but can you not use the word fertile again?
Oh, sorry. I'm infertile, so don't worry about it. I would also throw out there that we need Shime. This was in the Twitch chat. To go to London just so he can send Gresh a picture underneath Big Ben.
All right. Hey, by the way, the Underdog commercial with Bill Belichick cleaning the pool is a pretty good commercial.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this. I got to go search this out.
Pretty cool.
No.
You got guys looking for tips.
Yeah, I think it's Tyrese, Maxey, Cameron.
Cameron's
who's
there.
Who's the golfer that's
in
it?
I think it's Brooks Koepka.
Nota Begay.
Okay.
I think so. It's good. It's really good. All right. News with Courtney coming up. Before that, though, if you're caller number 9 right now, don't say I don't give anything away early on this show. I have a 4-pack of passes for you so you can go take in the scary attractions at Witch's Woods at Neshoba Valley. since it's Halloween time. So be caller number 9 at 617-931-0937, and you're on your way to Witch's Woods. Get your tickets today at witcheswoods.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.